If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you look in my Bible, I'm God. I want to save 8 people, and I'm going to send this flood, and I just want to save 8 people. That's it. I'm God, right? I'm God. I can just make an ark and put it there because I'm God. I made the whole planet. It's nothing for me to build a big boat and put it there, right? Okay, but I choose him to build it. Now, he's a farmer. He wouldn't know a plane from a saw. But he has one thing going for him. He's found grace in my sight. Not skill, not ability. Noah was not a ship builder, but he found grace. Abraham, I need to bless an entire world. And I created humanity. I can just go ahead and drop Jesus in. They could just wake up one day and Jesus would be there, just like Adam. The animals were there before Adam. They were walking around, probably establishing easement, which is a legal term. If you keep walking back and forth on a certain lot until you wear the grass away, legally, they can't build on that lot without your permission because you've established easement. But you don't know that. And that's why they do that. So the animals have established easement, walking back and forth, and then one day, boom, there's a man that they are subjected to. So God could have done that with Jesus, but he didn't. Everywhere in the scripture from the creation of Adam, God partners with people. We don't know why, we don't understand it, but he partners with people. Think about it. The only thing that God did without any human assistance was creation. That was it. And everything was made before the man came on the scene, which is God's subliminal way of saying, you ain't had nothing to do with this. It was here when you got here. But everything else requires the participation of a person. Now, what's the energizer? What is the source of connection to empower the person to do it? Faith. And what gets faith going? Incline thy ear to my words, for when you hear them, they shall be health to your body and strength to your bones. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Here's what God is saying. I live in the spirit world. I control the spirit world. I control what you cannot see. And what you cannot see is where the real stuff happens. Where you are is subject to change. Paul calls it temporal. But what brings about the change? Speech. Speech. Think about it. When you speak negatively, you bring a negative change. When you speak godly, you bring a godly change. When you speak positively, you bring a positive change. This thing is so biblical that when Jesus comes in Mark's gospel in the 11th chapter, he says, verily I say unto you. And that first say is the word epo. And epo means to unveil, to reveal, to uncover a certain dispensation. He is saying that from the time of Adam until now, this truth has been covered. That God honors your words. He says, so I'm revealing to you that this certain dispensation has come back with me. And that's why he goes on and says, he uses the other word for say, Lego. He says, first, I call your attention to the fact that God has empowered you to speak. And then he says, and whatsoever you say will come to pass. Now, listen carefully. The devil's going to come to you. And the devil's going to say, no, it's not. And you know it ain't come to pass. I used to be 8 years old. 20 years ago, I was 8 years old. Just had a birthday. I was 8 years old, right? Okay. All right. I did not feel myself growing, but I saw the results. My pants became shorter. My clothes began to get tighter. You hearing me? I was now, my feet were hanging off the foot of the bed. Whereas before, I had ample room between the bottom of my foot and the end of the bed. Now, what was happening? What was I doing? Growing. But I didn't feel it. The change is happening. But the devil wants you to look at the things that you cannot see. And so what happens at that point? You stop saying it. And when you stop saying it, you're defeated. That's why you have to say, I'm going to be well. And you say, but I don't feel it. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I'm going to be well. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to get delivered. What I'm going through right now is not going to be there. Listen, this bad situation is soon going to change. I don't know how. I'm not feeling it. I'm not seeing it. But I know that if I speak it, something else is going to happen. Hallelujah. I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me. I want you to understand that speech creates. It creates. It creates. It creates the environment for God to move. Lord, help me. The reason that God cannot move the way we want him to is because we have tied his hands with negative, doubtful speech. Stop all that foolishness. How you doing? Well, I'm fair to middling. No, I am victorious in Christ. Even though my position is unemployed, even though my body is screaming in pain, even though the diagnosis has not been popular, but I am well. I am well. I am well. Now, watch. Watch. The devil has tried. He has tried to beat down your language of faith. So he raises up people to say, yeah, it's all right to speak positively, but you got to be realistic. Bless God, what's more realistic than the word of God? Jesus didn't say you may have what you say. He said you will have what you say. He said if your faith was strong enough, you can speak to that mountain and command that it be gone. And stop trying to come up with some theology about stuff that Jesus said. I don't think there's a more pragmatic person in this church. But the Lord said to me, he said, stop trying to figure out what I said and just say it. Talking about, well, Lord, what did you mean, mountain? Were you saying a real mountain? Just speak to the darn thing. Stop trying to figure out how God's going to heal you. Stop trying to figure out how God's going to deliver you. Stop trying to figure out how he's going to bless you. Stop trying to figure out how he's going to pay your bills. Just say it. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Just say it. Let the words of my mouth. The Bible tells us to do something. You find there are times when the word of God tries to caution us, and the Bible tells us, God says, listen, you got to set a watch on your mouth. I'm not going to tell you to tell your neighbor, but sometimes you got to set a watch on your mouth. Why is that? Because you see, what happens is you begin to try to influence people with your doubt. You don't mean, you know, you don't mean to be bad, but you just, You just do that. I want you to see something. Go to St. Luke chapter 1. And this is why God tells you, see, your words are powerful. Now, I know that there have been, you know, positive speech seminars. I've attended them just to hear what they're teaching so I can put a spiritual slant and teach the people of God. I give my life for the lamb and the sheep so that you'll know what's out there. So I would go to those sessions and listen to them and listen to what was saying. And I'd walk out saying, my God, that's so foolish. But there are many Christians who in that baby stage are susceptible. And so I'm not talking about positive speech. I'm not talking about positive speech. I'm talking about saying what God says. Learning the language. Glory to God. See, you got to understand the power of language. When I was in Rome, I was walking down the Via Veneto, which is like Market Street. And so I was walking down the street, and I saw this nice little quaint cafe restaurant. And they had a sign out with the menu. So I was reading the menu and looking at what I wanted for lunch. And I'm just reading it. And the lady comes outside with an apron. And she comes over to me as I'm reading it. And she's speaking in broken English. She said, hello, sir. And you could tell she's really struggling with English. And she says, hello, sir. You want a table? And I turned to her and said, va bene, io parlo italiano. Oh, Maria, 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 vieni qua, vieni qua, vieni qua. Prende la signora in un tavolo. She said, take the man in and give him a table. And she comes over and she talks to me. She tells me that she's owner of the restaurant. Her husband has died. She's keeping the restaurant going. Her daughter's working with her. And she says to me, I get a little plate of spaghetti, you know, with sauce, and I eat my meal. And afterwards, she comes over and I say, il canto, per favore, the check. She says, no, you none, you don't pay. I said, perché? Why? She said, lui parla italiano. Because you speak Italian. I said, shoot. I was walking down the street looking for other stores. I said, when you speak the language, baby, whoa. I was getting free meals. I'm telling you, what is God saying? When you learn my language, you talk about favor. When God's got everybody else complaining and he's listening for somebody who says, I can do all things through Christ, when he's listening to hear somebody say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, you don't have to wallow in self-pity, but you can push yourself to greatness. There are benefits. Benefits.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.